Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time. Say not for months, then come the harvest.
Well, that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily gospel broadcast with special emphasis on missions and rural evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Dr. Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening with another Harvest Time broadcast. I trust that all is going well with you. You're enjoying God's blessings. And then I want to encourage you, if it's at all possible, you get your Bible and study with us today as we open the Word of God together. I'm preaching on the question, but preacher, why missions? And we've answered this question in the last few broadcasts by saying, first of all, the command of the Scripture requires us to be involved in the work of missions. I do not believe it's really correct scripturally that you claim to be a New Testament church or a New Testament Christian if you're ignoring the Great Commission given by the resurrected Lord. And so we're looking at that, and I said to you, first of all, the command of the Scriptures demand that we be involved in the work of missions. Friend, there's too much in this Bible that preaches missions and teaches missions for you to be right with God and not be involved in the work of missions. But then on yesterday, I began with a second answer to the question. Preacher, why missions? And not only the command of the Scripture, but second, the condition of the sinner. When we look at the lost and dying world, then we must be involved in the work of God. You see, sinners, if I could use just a plain expression, do not have it in themselves to get saved of their own selves. But they must be saved by the grace of God. And they cannot be saved by the grace of God until they hear the preaching of the Word of God. And so we started on yesterday looking at the condition of those who are outside the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say again, without an apology, I'm not a hyper-Calvinist. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ tasted death for all men. And I believe that there's salvation for every sinner from every sin in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many scriptures could be used to back up what I just said. Let me quote just two or three again and then move on in our study of the Word of God. The Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 14 and chapter number 5, verse number 14 and verse number 15. The Bible said that verse 14, all were dead. And then the Bible said in verse number 15, that since all were dead, Christ died for all. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, that Christ Jesus, by the grace of God, tasted death for all men. And then the Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 15, that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 10, the Bible said that he's the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. And the Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse number 5 said, for there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And then the next verse, 1 Timothy 2, 6 said, who gave himself a ransom for all. So there's salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ for every sinner to be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Christ died for all men. And by the way, I say this, and I am stern in what I'm fixing to say. Don't you give your ear, don't you give your mind to those who would teach you that Christ Jesus only died for an elected, selected group, but he died for whosoever will. This Bible teaches that truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we began looking then at the condition of the sinner. And we discovered on yesterday's broadcast from the Word of God that the sinner has a problem with his heart. His heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. The sinner does not have a heart to tell him that he needs to get saved, that he needs to get right with God, that Jesus Christ is the only door and the only way to heaven. But his heart brings up all these other things. It would deceive him, as I said, not about his race, not about his riches, but about his religion, his relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the devil would say to that man's wicked heart, why, others will go to heaven, you'll get in too. A loving God will not send you to hell. And your church membership will get you there. You've been baptized. You've had the sacraments. You've been sprinkled. You've been confirmed. You've memorized the catechism. You've learned the rules. You've been a good neighbor. You've kept the commandments. And on, all of these, my friend, are deceptive ideas that the devil puts in the deceitful heart of a sinner to keep him imprisoned in the bondage of sin and taken to hell when he leaves this walk of life. But now let me move on. Number two, not only because as we look at the sinner, we see his heart is deceitful, but if we turn in our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and in verse number 4, we learn his mind is darkened, it's blinded. In fact, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse number 3, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And then listen to verse number 4. The Bible said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Now listen to verse number 6. The Bible said, for God, who hath commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is he saying? What are we looking at here? We're saying, number two, not only does a sinner have a deceitful heart, but he has a mind that is darkened, a mind that is blinded by Satan, the god of this world. And oh, my friend, listen, the devil is working overtime to keep people out of the Word of God, to keep people away from church, somewhere where they can get some help. They can get their eyes opened, the eyes of their understanding be opened, and they can see and comprehend the truth and the teaching of the Word of God. But oh, my friend, may I say to you today that work of Satan is to blind their mind, lest the light of the gospel shine through unto them. And let me just mention this briefly while I'm there. One of the greatest blinding effects that I know of to mankind today is the effect of religion on a lost sinner. Now, please hear me this morning, or today, whenever you hear my voice, please hear me. Listen, there is a great difference in religion and salvation. Religion is you, a human being, doing something for God, what you think might better your relationship and gain you an entrance into the city of God when this life is over. But friend, salvation is not man doing something for God, but it's God doing something for hell-bound, hell-deserving sinners. He sent his son to die for them. And my friend, he sent the Holy Ghost to open the eyes of our understanding that we might comprehend truth, and then to bring us under Holy Ghost conviction that we might be saved by the marvelous grace of God. And so, my friend, salvation is God doing something for hell-bound, hell-deserving sinners. Religion is man trying to do something for a thrice holy God that would gain him an entrance into the city of God. But man's mind is blinded, it's darkened to the things of God. Oftentimes, as I study people and I study religions and I watch people and the things that they do, the rituals, the religious rituals that they observe, and I say to myself, can't they see? Can they not see that that's not scriptural? That's not honoring God? Has no biblical basis? And the honest truth is, no, they cannot see. They're blinded. by the God of this world. Satan has pulled as if it were a veil over their eyes, and they cannot comprehend the truth of the Word of God. And the devil tries to get them looking at the philosophies and ideas of men to keep them away from the truth of God's eternal Word. But I want to say to you, dear friend, today, and you may be listening to the broadcast today, unsaved, and you're trusting something else, and the devil has blinded your mind. And you say to me, "Well, preacher, my religion's as good as yours. My hope of heaven is as good as yours." My friend, I want to tell you, listen to me today. It's not what you think. It's not how you feel. It's not how you've been taught. It's what the Word of God says about going to heaven. And Jesus said in John chapter number 14, verse number 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Notice the definite article, "the." I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Our Lord said again in the book of John chapter 10 and verse number 9, "I am the door," not a door, but the door. "And if by me any man enter in, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find green pastures." The Bible thunders out again in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I beg you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, open your eyes. Let God open your eyes to the truth of the Word of God. You're a sinner. You're going to hell. You cannot save yourself. Your religion cannot save you. Your church membership cannot save you. There is not any hope of salvation in any living person or dead person outside the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is salvation. And oh, my friend, this morning, listen to me. Please hear me today. I'm aware of the fact there are multitudes of religions in the world, and there are multitudes of ideas and philosophies that if you belong to our group and this group and that group, you're going to go to heaven. But I want to tell you, my friend, you know who's going to heaven? Those that have been saved by the grace of God, have their sins washed away in the blood of Calvary's Lamb, come as a repentant sinner and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and have him living in the person of the Holy Ghost inside them today. And my friend, the Bible said in Romans chapter 8, verse number 9, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his." So I encourage you this morning, don't just go upon some teaching of man or upon some feeling that you may have observed and experienced, but look in the Word of God. Let the Word of God shine light on your soul and upon your salvation experience. Examine yourself in the light of the Word of God. Do not allow Satan to keep your eyes blinded and keep you on the road down toward hell and take you through life as a sinner and die deceived and stand before God and face eternity without any hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I beg you in Jesus' name, let God speak to your heart. Let God open your eyes and turn to Christ and be saved today by the grace of God. Receive him. He'll save you today. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, I trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. I thank the Lord for the privilege it's mine to meet with you by means of radio and study the Word of God together. I do encourage you that you pray for the broadcast. The Lord would bless it and use it and make it a blessing day after day as we send out the message of the Word of God. And then I'd like to encourage you that you write to us. Letters are always a blessing to know people are listening and being blessed of the Lord by the means of the broadcast. So I encourage you today, if you would, take time and sit down and write to us. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. If the Lord should lead you to do so, it would be a blessing if you could share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Be sure to tell others about the broadcast and join us each day at this time Monday through Friday for the Harvest Time broadcast. God bless you until our next broadcast.
Are white. It's home.